brought to you by Penguin.
Tackle by Jilly Cooper, read by Catherine Parkinson. Chapter 1. Rupert Campbell Black, despite being one of the most successful owner trainers and one of the handsomest men in the world, was in the darkest of places. His adored wife, Taggy, had just endured a grueling operation for breast cancer and would shortly undergo chemotherapy. He had also recently discovered that Jan van Daventer, his dotty father's South African carer, who'd helped run Rupert's very large Penscombe Court, had only ingratiated himself into the household because he was convinced one of Rupert's ancestors in the 18th century had robbed him of his birthright, consisting of a vast estate and fortune. As a result of Jan's clandestine sabotage, the stud psychopath, a stallion called Titus Andronicus, had been let out of his pen and savaged to death Rupert's beloved leading sire, Love Rat. Jan had also orchestrated the kidnapping of Rupert's other favourite horse, the yard mascot, Safety Car, sending Safety on a nightmare journey across Europe before he was rescued in the nick of time from a slaughterhouse in Italy. Finally, Rupert's equally beloved black Labrador, Banquo, was suffering from a broken leg, having been chucked down a ravine in a nearby wood. This had happened when Jan had tried to murder Rupert because he was madly in love with and determined to marry Rupert's wife, Taggy. Luckily, Jan had only succeeded in cracking Rupert's ribs and puncturing his lungs before a tipped-off local CID stormed in and arrested him. Rupert, an accomplished gambler, had some years ago had a successful bet that, as a very mature student, he could pass a GCSE in English literature. Having acquired a B grade as well as a fondness for Shakespeare, he now recalled Scene 5, Act 4 of Hamlet. When sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. It was a measure of Taggy's extreme unselfishness that she had been so desperate not to distract Rupert when one of Love Rat's last colts, Master Quickly, was competing in the World Cup in Dubai, that she had not revealed to him that she'd been diagnosed with cancer, not even that she was undergoing a lumpectomy operation. But wised up to this in Dubai by one of his work riders, an utterly devastated Rupert had jetted straight home to Taggy in hospital. The only redeeming feature being that although Rupert had missed the World Cup, Master Quickly had won the race. As so many of Rupert's other horses had come first in earlier races in Dubai, he had been reluctantly persuaded to attend a parade of Master Quickly and other victorious horses and riders through the nearby Cotswold villages, ending up with a big party at Rupert's local, the Dog and Trumpet, which was attended by a mass of media. Escaping from the revels to get back to Taggy, Rupert drove through the little village of Penscombe, with its church spire and ash-blonde cottages, and swung into his long drive, which was lit on either side by the white candles of an avenue of horse chestnut trees. Below on the left, a lake glittered azure in the late April sunshine. Ahead, dominating the valley, was Penscombe Court, his beautiful gold Queen Anne house, sheltered from behind by a great green halo of beech woods, which were carpeted by bluebells fighting for space against a milky way of white wild garlic flowers. Beyond the house and garden, stretching down the valley, lay a huge yard for horses in training and half a dozen royal blue and emerald green lorries bearing the words Rupert Campbell Black Racing. Further on was a stud where his stallions lived and strutted their stuff, barns for visiting mares, mares in foal or with foals, cottages for staff and tenants, and a helicopter pad and hangar. Beyond stretched a tangle of flat and downhill gallops for all weathers and distances, and all around were lush paddocks with plenty of shade for every kind of racehorse. Penscombe Court had been in the Campbell Black family for more than 250 years, but it had been Rupert, with his vision and unceasing and stupendous labours, who had created this empire. But what was the point of an empire, Rupert thought with a shiver, without its empress? Oh, please God, keep Taggy safe. Reaching home, however, Rupert found his wife, who'd only just returned from hospital, sitting out on the terrace in a pale blue poncho, her mane of black hair lifting in the breeze, her huge silver eyes sparkling, looking happier than she had in weeks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?